Thank you very much, Mark. And let me add my very warm welcome to you at this wonderful event at the Centre for Christian Living. And if I look straight down the barrel of the camera, a special welcome to those who are joining us on live stream. We have as many, if not slightly more, people joining us on live stream tonight in houses and groups and individuals all around Australia as we have here in the room. It's wonderful to have you here with us as well. A few housekeeping things just to start with, of course. The facilities, if you haven't yet found them, the male toilets are in that part of the foyer over behind you on your left, my right, and the ladies' toilets are in the corridor behind me here. Just remember the mobile phones, put them on silent, please. And in the event of an emergency, I'm supposed to tell you about the evacuation procedures. I asked one of the faculty, what was the evacuation procedure? He says, I don't know, run and scream, I think he said was the... But that's not it. It's to leave orderly, in an orderly fashion by any of the three exits, go out to Corinthian Avenue and walk down Corinthian Avenue to the college car park. That's the assembly point in case of emergency. Housekeeping done. Of course, for many of you, this is your first time at a Centre for Christian Living event. And I want to tell you just a little bit about who we are at the Centre for Christian Living. You see, Christianity is a lived message. It's a message that is believed and lived. And if you don't understand that, you really don't understand Christianity at all. That's what Moore College as a whole is about teaching and spreading the lived knowledge of God through Jesus Christ. And that's why Moore College set up the Centre for Christian Living as an institute, as a centre to promote Christian living throughout Sydney and beyond through the internet. And so that's what we do. We take the rich theology of Moore College and of the Reformed Evangelical tradition it stands for, and we apply it to the lives of Christians, to every aspect of our lives, whether socially, in our families, personally, or more broadly in society. And we do that in three ways. We run public events like this one several times a year. We also, and you'll see coming up on the screen shortly, I think, some details of the next two events that are coming up in August on Spirit-inspired Christian living with Philip Jensen, and in October on the more sober topic of what difference it makes to believe in hell for our Christian living. What do we think about the afterlife, and what difference would that make to the way we live and speak with others? As well as the public events like this, we also, of course, have a website where we gather together all the resources from these different events, the video, the audio, the text articles that come out of these events, and we make them available on the website for you to browse through. And there's accumulating there a really extensive library of really useful material on lots of topics related to Christian living, on everything from work and Islam to conscience and same-sex marriage. And that's on our website at ccl.more.edu.au. And these days, like everyone else, we even have a podcast with yours truly conducting interviews, scintillating interviews, of course, that run for about 30 minutes with Moore College faculty and other leading thinkers on topics of Christian living. Our role and our desire is to serve the Christian community from Moore College with great biblical ethics that you can bring to everyday issues, and that's what we're about. Now, the format of this evening, it will be fairly straightforward. In just a few moments, I'll introduce Dr. Oz Guinness to you, and he will speak for a while, and then there'll be a question time, an open question time afterwards. In order to incorporate our friends on live stream into that as well, we're going to SMS or text all the questions tonight. So there's the number to text your questions to. I think it also makes it easier in a room and a crowd of this size. So anytime throughout the evening, send a text to that number with your questions, and we'll get to as many of them as we can after Dr. Guinness's presentation. Then there'll be some supper served over in the Knox Centre to my left. Please stay and join us for that. And on your way through, you'll find a bookstall as well with quite a number of Dr. Guinness's books there available. Two in particular that caught my attention. One is called Impossible People, which is Oz's treatment of what it means to be a courageous Christian in a hostile culture. And that's something I think we all resonate with at this particular moment in our Christianity here in Sydney. It's a really brilliant book about how difficult and yet how essential it is for us to be brave, faithful Christians in the face of an increasingly disintegrating culture. The second one is more related to the theme of the topic tonight. It's called The Global Public Square, Religious Freedom and the Making of a World Safe for Diversity. So more on the subject of religious freedom in particular, chase that up in The Global Public Square. And those books are available afterwards in the bookstore. Now, of course, for many of us, it's through books that we first came to know and feel like we know Dr. Oz Guinness. Like me, no doubt, you have read his book on doubt. I don't know which are your favourite books of his. For me, it was Doubt in the 1980s. It was very helpful to me. The Dust of Death was another very useful book in my own Christian growth. You may have your favourites as well. Those of you who don't know Dr. Guinness so well may not know that his parents escaped from China as medical missionaries when the Communist Party expelled the missionaries in the early 50s, that he was educated in Oxford and at the University of London and in Oxford, that he's done such diverse things as be a freelance reporter for the BBC and working for a number of think tanks and policy institutes in Washington. He's a leading Christian analyst and social critic, and his insight into the forces and movements and ideas that have shaped our current culture and the trends in our current culture is really unparalleled in the Christian world, certainly in the evangelical world, as far as I know. And we're delighted, Dr. Guinness, that you've joined us tonight to share some of your insights. Before I welcome Dr. Guinness to the podium, we're just going to pray. And I'm going to ask Arkos Balog to pray for us and pray for the evening. Arkos is the Executive Director of the Gospel Coalition Australia, and Gospel Coalition has been one of our partners in the event tonight and helped us promote it and spread the word, and we're very grateful for that. Thanks, Arkos, for your work there. And if you'd lead us in prayer now, I'll hand over to Dr. Guinness.
Wonderful. Thanks, Tony. And let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this night where we can think about this important topic of freedom, a very timely topic. We ask that you might give Oz great wisdom as he speaks to us and give us ears to hear so that we might know how to respond rightly to an issue of freedom, especially as we see it being constrained in our modern Western world. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.